is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
This is always fun when you come across a list of something like this. These are epic Twitter comebacks. You know, somebody goes to Twitter to voice their opinion.
And then, yes, one of those opinions.
Yeah, and as snarky as Twitter is, lots of great comebacks.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, I got one right here. A woman very happy that she cheated on her test. She posts on Twitter, just cheated on my test, got a 98. Right underneath that, better than when you cheated on me and got an STD.
Oh!
So good job by you.
Oh, man. All right. I got just arm wrestled my grandma for her Percocets. And grandma responded underneath and said, why you posting like you won? You owe me Percocets, bitch.
This one says, ladies, you can't be drafted. Sit down when war is discussed. And the response comes from Colonel Kim Olson, who said, a lot of men have told me to sit down and shut up. Now those men call me Colonel.
That's pretty great.
Boom.
That's pretty great.
Boom. This next one, kid posts, changed no to hell yeah in my dad's phone. So he's proud of himself. My daughter once changed several words in my phone. So like when I would type in hello, it said Lunchable. If I typed in like okay, it said yeet. And if I typed in love, it said meep. So this kid posts, changed no to hell yeah in my dad's phone. And then he has a screenshot in which he sent a text message to his dad. Can I throw a party this weekend? You know, assuming that hell no would mean, or no would mean hell yeah.
Yeah.
But his dad just responded with, don't you need friends to throw a party?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's unfortunate. This lady says, the day my husband asked me to pay halves on rent is the day I pack my bags. And then says, and go where? You can't even afford half the rent.
This one reads, people just join the military because they're dumb, too dumb to go to college. And then the comment under that corrects the grammar. It's the wrong there. Which, you know, you let that go a lot of the time, but when you're calling somebody too dumb to go to college.
Yes, and it's from a military guy.
Yeah.
That's hysterical. The first step, this is from British Petroleum, BP.
Oh, wow, okay.
They tweet out, the first step to reducing your emissions is to know where you stand. Find out your hashtag carbon footprint with our new calculator and share your pledge today. The pledge underneath it, I pledge not to spill 4.9 million barrels of oil into the Gulf of Mexico.
I was just thinking this is a weird look for them. It's a
weird
flex.
How do you not know that's coming?
Yeah.
Come on.
If at fake Ellen Eleni wants to know, has anyone tried making edibles but like without weed? Like virgin edibles or something? And somebody comes back and says, bitch, you mean food?
Great response. I don't approve of tattoos, mainly because it is written in the Christian Bible not to mark your body. I love you, Dwayne, but this is the only thing I do not approve of. It is your choice, of course, loving the Rock. Now, the response says, it also says not to pierce your ears or get a divorce, but one click on your profile shows you obviously pick and choose which parts of the Bible fit your agenda.
Damn! But how true is that?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, it's nice
but
to pick and choose.
It's still funny.
It is funny. This next one is a screenshot from a text message. Kid texts his mother, I'm sorry, Mom, I called you by accident. Mother texts him back, no worries, had you by accident.
Nope.
Mom! Mom! Wow, okay. A girl says, I've been in 7 car accidents this year. Y'all can't tell me God doesn't have a plan for me. And somebody underneath says, girl, it sounds like he's trying to kill you.
Disabled parking should only be valid during business hours, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. I cannot see any reason why people with genuine disabilities would be out beyond those times. That's what Daniel wrote. Jennifer responded, we're disabled, Daniel. We're not werewolves.
That's pretty good, actually.
This next one is fantastic because the respondent is Jimmy Kimmel Live. Jimmy Kimmel responds to it. Somebody tweeted out, "Women still aren't funny." Jimmy Kimmel responded with, "Maybe if one talks to you someday, you'll change your mind."
Ow! Ow! Oh, that was good. All right, this is my last one. What's something that feels British but isn't? No reply. The entire contents of the British Museum.
Because as you know, they just took everything.
I was going to say, filled with a lot of stuff from everywhere else in the world. Yeah.
And finally this from David. My Olympic condoms have finally arrived. Think I'll wear gold tonight.
Oh, nice.
Hey.
Tagged with Shan. Shan replies, maybe you can wear silver instead and come in second for a change. Oh!
Oh!
Yeah, I needed one of those at the end of it.
Dude! You set yourself up and she just knocked it out of the park. Oh, man. That was good. He shows up with bronze.
Wow. Yeah, right.